Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles with the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
Well, now, Ruthie, usually we get to make a lot of fun of each other and give ourselves a hard time. But in the world that we live in right now, I'm at the studios and you're somewhere in a secret location that's probably more secret than where they usually put, like, the vice president or anybody like that, working hard at a remote location.
You know it.
So how's everything going with the partnership?
Everything is going well, Bruce, and in an effort to reduce potential exposure for our families, the little ones, and our staff, we have made the decision to work from home until further notice.
The offices are closed, so the features and everything going on, the stuff that involved folks coming in and getting stuff, for now, is pretty much shut down.
It is. Miss Kim is doing videos and doing some stuff so folks can continue to do play and learn at home, because we have canceled those sessions for right now, and the family resource libraries are closed. So if you had stuff that was due during these 2 weeks, don't worry about that. You can bring that back when we open. And we are answering phone calls and responding to emails. We're on Facebook, and so we're trying to stay in touch with our families that way and our child care providers.
Well, and one of the things I have noticed that's really been cool, I mean, you make the best of the situation. You know, life gives you lemons, you make lemonade type thing. But when you think about it, there's been a lot of stuff between the library system and you guys that's been popping up on Facebook to give the kids some really fun stuff to do so they won't be bored out of their mind, and maybe it kind of helps Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa quite a bit, too.
The resources that have come out of this that are available, that information is just amazing. Stuff that I had no idea about.
Never heard of it, yeah.
There are all kinds of virtual tours of museums. I happen to be interested in Egypt, and so I was able to sneak a peek at the pyramids in Giza on a virtual tour yesterday, looking at some resources. So there really is some cool stuff out there that we can utilize while we're at home trying to flatten the curve.
And it really is. It's an important thing to do if we just stay at home and don't wind up hanging around each other. I know it's hard at times, but it really will make a difference. And if you stop and think about it logically, you'll realize that it really will make a difference. It's kind of like wash your hands. It really will make a difference.
It really will make a difference. And, you know, this is a perfect time to read to your kids and play with your kids. And as long as the mail's running, as far as I know, you're still going to receive Imagination Library books. So this is a time, yes, it's hard to be at home because we're all so used to being so busy, but you can keep up your kids learning while you're at home with them.
Yeah. Well, and another thing that I think that folks need to take advantage of, and I hope to start on this weekend, but we'll see, it's a good opportunity while you're stuck there in the house to start going through stuff. And just like the Amy Wee trade sale, you can still sign up online to be a consigner now that you guys have come up with a date when you're going to try to have it later on. And you've got plenty of time to go through all that stuff and find stuff to consign, don't you?
Absolutely. So if you're like me and you had kind of put stuff off and put it off, we have postponed the Amy Wee Trade consignment sale and have rescheduled it. So now while you are at home, clean out your closets, clean out your totes for your gently used clothes, shoes, stuff that the kids are no longer using, and consign with us. The software will stay open to take consigners, the tagging system will be open, and so you can go in and consign stuff and print tags, and we'll have it ready for the sale in June.
Okay. And that way, as always, it's still 70-30. You get 70% of it, and then you give 30% to the partnership, and that just signs up more kids and makes sure more kids have books through the Imagination Library.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. So the Amy Wee trade sale will be when again? June
the 11th through the 13th. So Thursday, June the 11th is our preview day.
Mm-hmm.
The $5 charge for that day. And so that's when you can come in and shop early and, you know, scope out what you want and maybe take the chance that it'll still be there on Saturday if it's going to be marked half off. And then Friday and Saturday, of course, there's no charge to come in and shop.
Okay. I know that Blockfest in Yancey County was postponed, and then also Childfest, and you guys are still working on when you're going to do those. You don't know dates for those yet.
We do not have dates set for those yet. Childfest is at the high school, so we're working with them to come up with another date, and we're waiting to see how everything kind of shakes out before we set up another Blockfest date in Yancey County.
Okay, but it will come eventually. This one's a little bit crazier than most, but we've all been through our big snowstorms and our big floods and everything, and we always come out the other side a little bit better in the long run. So you just have to keep on keeping on. That's the main thing now.
It is. I got a text from a friend of mine that had a really cute picture of her little one in the floor playing with his blocks, and she said, well, we're doing Blockfest at home today.
There you go.
And I love that.
That's really cool. Thanks for sharing with us, and you just be safe, and we'll hopefully see you again soon.
That sounds good, Bruce. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to let folks know what's going on with the partnership, and we hope that everyone stays well and healthy.
Thanks again to our guest today, Ruthie Stiles of the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.